Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me on the show if you've got a comment or a question or anything at all is 866-444-3478. We talk organic gardening and landscaping and pest control and all kinds of fun things, environmental things, a little human health mixed in. Let me start with a couple things, and we'll get back to our loaded phone lines that we've had this morning. Solar Patrol is a company that you need to know about if you have tried to put in solar and it hadn't quite worked for you, hadn't been what you thought financially, hadn't worked as well as it was sold to you. This company is in the business of helping you fix those kinds of things and work with you with whatever solar company you're using to get it set up and working like you were promised. They advocate for solar customers who've been wronged by other solar companies. So give them a call. It's called Solar Patrol, 469-552-7454, or go to their website, which is Solar, S-O-L-A-R, solarpatrol.com. And I wanted to tell you about an event that's coming up. We're going to be back on the speaking circuit here, and it's in Fort Worth at the Will Rogers Memorial coming up August the 14th and 15th. Put it on your calendar if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or planning on coming this way. It's the Fort Worth Home and Garden Show. It's a big one. We did one like this in Plano. You may have attended, and it was really a lot of fun. I'm doing three talks. I'm doing two talks the first day, and I'm doing my usual things, the insect control, the fabulous trees, and the general organic talk. You can get all that information, and I'll give you more as we get closer to it. But just jot down that date, August the 14th and 15th at the Will Rogers Memorial Center in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm looking forward to that. Let's see what else I had for you before we go back. I think that's it. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And starting the calls, Roscoe calling from Oregon. Hello, Roscoe.
Hey, Howard. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And you, sir?
A few weeks ago, you had mentioned that honeybees don't like to pollinate tomato plants, which is correct. But out here in the Willamette Valley, we've got these little bumblebees. They're only about a half an inch long, and they just go nuts over tomato blossoms. It's just wonderful to watch them.
They're interesting. Cute as they're. Interesting. That's a good report. I appreciate it.
They really dig in and just they're really polite. It's kind of like Chippendale. They bump into each other. They're so busy.
Okay.
I have another question if you've got a minute.
Sure.
What's the optimal watering for potatoes? We've had really hot, dry summer this year, and I'm just wondering. I'm growing them different than I used to.
Well, I tell you, my best advice there, Roscoe, would be to dig around and see what's going on in the soil. You can probe, but you'll have to be careful not to probe into your potatoes and do some damage that way. But it's a subjective call. The potatoes need good moisture but don't need to be kept sopping wet. So having that pulsing where you have it really wet for a while and then drying out in between waterings, you know, is ideal. And you get that by just doing really deep, heavy watering and then wait as long as you can, kind of testing with your fingers and with probes and see what's going on, how well the soil moisture is dissipating, and keeping some shredded native tree trimmings, mulch, or partially completed compost as a mulch on the surface of the soil really helps to mitigate, to keep that moisture level fairly constant so you can go longer between your waterings. That's kind of the key there. But the best thing to do is just not guess, just dig down and see what's happening. Of course, potatoes, Irish potatoes or sweet potatoes, either one, can be harvested anytime you want. It's just a matter of how big you want to wait and let them get before you harvest them.
Yeah, I usually dig them in September.
Well, yeah, that's a fairly common thing. You can dig them a little bit earlier and have, you know, some small ones, though, if you want to kind of jump the gun a little bit, either way.
I only grow the reds and the Yukons.
Okay, Yukon.
They don't get real big.
They're kind of my favorite because they have such a wonderful buttery taste.
Oh, they're just excellent. The potatoes are so thick, I can't even see the dirt.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, if you're seeing them on the surface, be careful with that. Get some mulch on them because if the sunlight hits them, it'll turn them green, and that'll give you a tummy ache.
Yeah, we're not going to have to worry about that, I don't think.
Okay, all right.
They're in shade from their own plants.
All right, good.
All right, Howard, well, it's great talking to you, and I wanted to tell you about those little bumblebees. They're just cool.
Well, that's really great. If you get a chance to take some photographs of any of that with your phone, send it to us. I'd like to see your plants, that thick potato production you're getting, and then those little bees as well.
Oh, my tomatoes are over 6 feet tall in cages.
Send me some pictures.
I don't have a camera, so...
All right, well, if you get somebody to help you with it, get that done and send them this way, and we'll brag about you to other folks.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. It's Jason's turn, McKinney, Texas. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
All right. Enjoy the show. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
So, now I just want to talk to you about I've decided to create an area in the backyard. It's about 500 square foot. Going to turn it into a little pocket. Throw all the Blackland Prairie native flowers and grasses in this thing. The backyard is super thick with Bermuda. And it's actually fairly tall. I keep it up closer to 3 inches. Kind of looks more like buffalo grass the way I keep it. But we've got all that out of the bed area and actually tilled in some compost. And I've thrown in a couple of little blue stems and some blue grama, but I'm going to leave most of it open to get rid of the Bermuda as some of those little roots want to pop up. The next project I'm looking at doing is getting rid of all the Bermuda in the backyard and putting down buffalo grass on the entire thing.
Okay.
And one area I have, last spring I planted a red oak seedling. It was just a little two-leaf seedling last spring. And out of this day, it's already over 8 foot tall.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, that thing has shot up. So when I take out the Bermuda, I don't know. I don't want to run a sod cutter or do any digging up near that tree, but that Bermuda's thick. If I can get rid of most of the grass that leave around the tree, what's a good option to kind of kill off the rest of that Bermuda, get it completely gone without digging around that tree?
Well, you can use the strong vinegar around the tree without doing any damage at all. In fact, one of the reports I was going to give everybody, I've been using the 20% vinegar with molasses mixed with it around the big crepe myrtle that I've got at the office that's had basal sprouts, you know, that keep coming back. Mm-hmm. And I have just about killed them out. And I've been doing it very strong, very heavily to just make sure that it's not hurting the crepe myrtle before I started recommending it too strongly. But it looks like it's not going to be a problem at all. So I think using the vinegar, put 1 ounce of molasses, liquid molasses, in your 20% vinegar per gallon. You could probably cut it down to 10 and even do some good. But to make sure you kill the Bermuda, use the 20. And I don't think it'll hurt your tree at all. Now, one other thing about this, if you let that little tree continue to grow, it's going to create some shade that's going to be a problem for your wildflowers. So just keep that in mind, too.
Absolutely.
There,
it's,
There are some wildflowers that will grow in the shade, but not too many. Most of them need full sun, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the little pocket prairie is completely on the east side, and I know at some point that tree will get big enough to start casting shade, but it gets good sun throughout the day until it starts getting over to the west once that tree gets bigger, but they get a lot of sun.
Okay, good. Well, it sounds like a good little project. Keep us posted.
All right, thanks, sir.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Charles, you'll be next when I come back, so don't go away. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Regret going solar? Are your bills more than promised? Is your solar company not responding to calls? Are you basically stuck in a bad solar deal? Well, if so, Solar Patrol can help you. They advocate for solar customers who have been wronged by solar companies. Get the results you expected. Let Solar Patrol fix these bad situations and business practices. Solar Patrol will deliver results in 30 days or less in most cases. In the instance where the installer is nowhere to be found, Solar Patrol can repair or correct issues and hold the original installer responsible. Solar Patrol will resolve any solar issues, help you be more informed about purchasing solar, and provide other services that makes owning solar less of a headache. Protect yourself from solar scams by contacting them today. Call 469-552-7454 or go to solarpatrol.com. 469-552-7454 or solarpatrol.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Have you tried Medina's orange oil? It's all natural, biodegradable, extracted from orange peels, and has a variety of household and garden applications. Use Medina's orange oil as a soil drench or a plant wash, applying during the cooler parts of the day to prevent burning of the plant foliage. You can clean just about everything with Medina's orange oil, and it smells great. Orange oil lifts stains, and it's even helpful for removing heavy grease and cleaning paintbrushes. This all-natural product is also perfect for cleaning, protecting, and polishing hardwood floors and stained concrete, leaving a beautiful shine. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at MedinaAg.com to learn more about this family of organic lawn and garden products, 59 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Available at most garden centers and home improvement stores.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we're going now to Coppell, Texas, and talk to J.W. Hello, J.W.
Good morning, Doctor.
What can I do for you?
Well, I have a half my yard is Bermuda, half of it San Augustine, and I had put down some some Bermuda on the side in spots. It's not solid. They're several feet apart. But it'll be roughed up, got bare dirt on it. I've been watering it, but I don't want to be putting down too much water, and I use it with a water hose. What's your recommendation?
You mean about how often to water or how to manage
how
that? What's your...
How much, yes.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's just not a very clear-cut answer to that. It's pretty subjective, depending on the kind of soil you have, the slope of the area, how close the rock is underneath the topsoil and all those things. So all I can recommend to you is to determine that yourself by watering really heavily or, after a real strong rain, go as long as you can before watering again so you have that cycling of the air coming into the soil when the moisture goes away and then the moisture pushing the air out when you water real heavily. And it just depends on every situation, whether there's any shade involved, trees or buildings or whatever. But a whole lot of it is what kind of soil that you have. So it's very...
Yes, caliche clays.
Well, that's what I've got at home. We've got black soil that's improved over the years, with the organic techniques. But it's very thin topsoil over the top of broken and powdered caliche on top of shale. That's what my soil is. And it's very productive. You just simply have to probe the soil from time to time using a golf club with the head sawed off. A driver is the best way to go. Driver's the longest club, and it's also those shafts on drivers are solid, so you cut it off at an angle, and it'll stick in the soil really easily, and you just tell by feel whether it's moist or dry. Bermuda grass takes less moisture than St. Augustine, and buffalo grass takes less than both of them by far. Yeah. In fact, buffalo is the only grass you can grow where once established, you can stop watering it completely, and it will not kill it. It'll turn brown. It'll turn kind of a reddish golden brown, but as soon as it rains or you start watering again, the buffalo grass will green up and not miss a beat.
Well, let me ask you about the buffalo grass. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say anything about it being in sod or plugs.
Yep. It's available in solid sod from all the grass companies out there. So you can plant it from plugs, chopping up the solid sod, or you can plant it from solid sod, which is the ideal way to go. Costs more money, obviously, but it's the best way to go. Or you can plant buffalo grass from seed, and it's perfectly fine to plant it right now. We're a little late for ideal timing, but you still have plenty of time to get the buffalo germinated and be solid by the time we get into cold weather. And planting any seed, I recommend treating the seed with the Garrett juice. And you can spray it on the seed laid out on paper, or you can put it in a dish and soak it for a while, or you can actually spray the ground after you've applied it. If you spray it before it's applied or soak it before it's applied, it'll be even better. The effect will be even better.
Well, should I consider putting some of your Garrett juice on the Bermuda sod that I have?
It wouldn't be a bad idea at all. I'd plant the sod and then spray and drench the top of the sod rather than putting it on the ground and under the sod.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got a gallon jug out in the garage.
Okie doke.
Hey, thank you much.
I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let me see who we got here sneaking in. We got Charles in Dallas calling next up. Hey, Charles.
Hey, I'm on the highway, so if I get disconnected, please continue.
Okay.
I have neighbors, both of whom have bamboo, and they're invading from both directions.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What do I do?
All right. Well, I happen to be the world's greatest expert on this subject, so you've called the right place. I have a forest of bamboo, and I was out there working on it a little bit yesterday. And here's what you do. You're not going to talk your neighbors probably into getting rid of it completely. So let's just take that approach. How do you keep it from encroaching on your property, which is what I deal with every year?
Right.
And here's what you do. In the spring, when the bamboo is growing about 2.5 feet a day, you go out with a little hand. I use a hand mattock. Looks like a hatchet, but it's, you know, shaped like a hoe. And I chop down on the bamboo right at the ground. You can use a sharpshooter spade to do this. I sometimes do it with that too. And when you do that and you chop a couple of different angles, you're going to be able to feel where the rhizomes are, not just cutting the vertical growth of the bamboo out, but you're determining where the runners are. And then you just take a sharpshooter and you stab down on that rhizome, yellow rhizome growing in the ground, and cut it into pieces, and that kills it out in that area, except it'll grow back a little bit in the summer, like I'm dealing with now, in a kind of secondary weak growth, and you chop it out with the same tool. And it works really beautifully, so it doesn't take that much time. I'm going to put you on hold if you had more, and I'll be back with everybody right after this, so don't go away.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We may have time for one or two more calls if you want to jump in here, but I need to do a little in Howard's garden stuff because I haven't gotten to it all 3 hours today, so we'll work a little in, and if you need to call, come on in here. That's fine, too. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Just to go back on the bamboo, because kind of rushed it there right at the end, a lot of people think that sounds silly, my explanation on managing bamboo, but it really works, and I've been doing it many years. The key is, in the spring, when it's really doing its active growing, to get out there and knock those shoots down. And they literally can grow a couple of feet a day. I have a really big bamboo, but any bamboo you have that's a spreading bamboo, it'll work the same way. And even the clumping bamboo sometimes spreads a little bit more than you'd like, and you can use the same techniques there. Chop it out, see where the runners are, stab and chop and sever those rhizomes. They're just under the soil. Bamboo dies out when you cut those rhizomes like that. It's why it's difficult to transplant bamboo. A lot of people think, well, I can just dig up those stupid rhizomes because they keep popping up over and over again, and they don't have any top growth with it, and you can't transplant it that way. You've got to have to transplant bamboo. You got to have top growth canes and the rhizomes as well. It's a grass. It's just a gigantic grass is all it is. And you understand that and stay ahead of it, and it becomes manageable. You know, we've got acres of it behind our house. It's all up and down the whole creek. So taking it out in a lot of cases like our case is just not a subject to even consider. So you have to do this. Spraying any kind of thing. Of course, I don't recommend the toxic chemicals like Roundup and 2,4-D and dicamba and all those kind of things anyway, because they cause all kinds of problems, damage the soil, damage biological activity, damage you, damage wildlife, damage pets, and the list goes on. But they don't work anyway. So you're just wasting your money and wasting your time if you try to go that way. It's a physical thing, and it's a timing situation. Another thing I want to tell you about, I have really great production this year on my flowers in pots, and I'd really recommend this. You could still do it this year, but if you already have something else, make a note to do at least some pentas next year. Pentas, and it's got an S on the name, not just penta. One is not a penta. One is a pentas, P-E-N-T-A-S. And they come in many colors, pinks and purple colors and whites and just really, really nice texture. And the hummingbirds love them. The butterflies love them. The bumblebees love them. We've had praying mantises on them this year, and lizards seem to be there all the time. They're just really, really a very pleasant summer color for you to use in beds or in containers, either one. The other thing I'm growing is shishito peppers. Got some habaneros at the experimental gardens that are kind of out of control management-wise because I haven't spent any time there. But the shishitos are doing well. Bob said he's having really good production on his down in San Antonio this year and is going to be able to provide us with another big round of seed to give away to the new members of the Organic Club of America. So if you're interested in joining our club and getting the benefits, including seed from my garden and Bob's garden, including these shishito peppers, which are really, really cool. They're great to use to roast them, to stir fry them with a little vegetable oil, kind of, you know, burn the edges a little bit and make them into just a really nice treat. That's something that I recommend you give a try. Peppers, all peppers, shishitos, habaneros, bell peppers, any of them will grow in the shade as well as the sun. In some cases, the peppers actually do better in a shadier situation. Another thing on the peppers that we both have been talking about is that garlic pepper tea, it's good news and frustrating thing at the same time. Garlic pepper tea is not available commercially. There's not a commercial product out there. There are two, at least two, maybe more than two, garlic oil products. One is called Garlic Barrier. The other is called Mosquito Barrier. And they're sold to spray around to repel mosquitoes and do other things. They repel all kinds of insects. But you can take one of those garlic products and add the hot pepper to it and create garlic pepper tea, which my formula is on dirtdoctor.com for you if you want to do it. And it is the best first thing to do in organic pest control. It doesn't kill anything. It functions as a repellent, which is what you want. You don't want to be killing things because you're going to kill more beneficial insects and microorganisms than targeted pests. That's one of the reasons why the toxic chemicals are such a bad idea to use. So using my formula that's under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, you can make the pepper part of a garlic pepper tea. You can make the garlic part too. It's all in the formula. It's all in the recipe that I have for you there. But you can also buy a commercial garlic product as a starting point if you want to go that route as well. Now, here's the deal on the peppers. To make the garlic pepper tea even more powerful, there's real strong indication now that going with jalapeno or serrano or one of those medium-level hot peppers that have Scoville units in the 20 to 50,000 range work okay. But what really works good is to go with the super hot ones like habanero or ghost pepper or any of those that have Scoville units is how they measure the heat. The Scoville units of those peppers will be up in the 250,000 to 300,000, even sometimes some of those things have 500,000 Scoville units. Now, that you're going to get great insect repellency, especially mixing those products with the garlic. But those of you that are like my wife, Judy, be very careful around those peppers. Some people cannot even handle them, much less eat them. And if you get a big breath of them, it can really knock you back. So be careful with those super hot ones. The people that like really, really hot ones will find, as I do, the habanero flavor is just incredible. It's just wonderful. It's a different flavor than most peppers have. But a lot of people need to be careful handling it. And people with real tender skin, you can actually burn your skin with those really hot peppers. But they do, hell, if you end up having them as part of your garlic pepper tea, really does work very well as far as insect control. We have some people jumping on here. Let me just help them, and I'll keep working my stuff in. Al is calling from Jacksboro, Texas. Hello, Al.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for calling.
Well, I've got a Italian stone pine up here. I'm 20 miles north of Jacksboro.
Okay.
And, you know, we had that hard freeze. That tree I planted in 2005.
Okay.
And a beautiful tree, about 25 feet tall. And we had about 9 days of zero temperature below freezing.
Well, you're breaking up, Al. I think I heard all that. You had more of 0 degrees than we did down here in Dallas. So how's your Italian stone pine looking?
Well, it turned brown, and it's coming back slowly, but it's only about one-third of the tree that's green.
Okay.
You think it's going to come around?
It can. It'll be a slow process, as you're seeing. Now, it's one thing, if you haven't already done it, you need to do it for sure, and that's to apply the sick tree treatment. And the sick tree treatment is an entire process, you know, of exposing the flare and aerating either mechanically or putting out hydrogen peroxide and then putting out the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation, which are compost, lava sand, azomite, dry molasses, and cornmeal. And if you do that, the part that's alive is going to come back. We may have a kind of an unusually formed Italian stone pine for a while, but that living part, those live canes, which I've seen, the candles, which I've seen on some of the stone pines around here that turn brown, they're coming back all over the plants, and the plant's looking like it's going to make a full recovery.
Okay. Well, that's good. I had my live oaks around here. It turned brown, and they're coming back slowly.
Good.
Okay, Howard, appreciate it.
Hang in there. Give it the sick tree treatment and let me know how it holds up. I think it's going to do fine for you, though. Let's see if I'm going to be able to get all these in me. And before I have to leave, Flora in Cleburne is next up. Hello, Flora.
Hi, Howard. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you?
Okay, here's my question. It's last year I planted kale seeds right in the ground, and all winter they just stayed maybe 3 or 4 inches tall. and they came up and did well in spring and early summer. My question is, I want to have kale in this winter. When is a good time to plant them? Should I put the seed in the ground? Should I start them in pots? Or what do you recommend?
Well, you can do a couple of things with the kale. The ones you have growing now, if you just are careful about the harvesting and don't cut the whole thing, the whole plant down, leave some foliage going, that plant that you have growing now will continue into the fall and into the winter. So you can keep them going. If you get some more going right now, I'd recommend that. In fact, I need to do that myself. And the toughest kale, I forget the official name of them, but it's the ones that have real rough leaves and the real narrow, you know, which ones I'm talking about.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur. Those can be planted now from seed, and they'll be tough enough by fall to where they'll live for you as well. But I think you can keep the ones you already have growing, going right into fall and winter, and get a new crop growing as well, so you have that insurance.
Okay. Anything else, like put lettuce in now, or is it too early?
You can always, you know, push the envelope and try early. It's a little too early, but seed are inexpensive. Try a little here and there, especially in shadier places, and see how it works. I'm going to put you on hold. If you had something else, got to run, and I'll be back after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance, Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And last segment, we are going to talk to Sonia and Shelly. Let's see who's first. I believe it's Shelly's turn first. Wolf City. Hello, Shelly.
Hi, this is Shelly.
Well, how are you
today? From Wolf City. Howard, I've got the periwinkles that are dying in my flower beds, and I don't know what to do with them.
Well, the periwinkles have a typical disease, and it's a fungal disease. All the heavy rain we had early on brought it on. I had it show up a little bit in my garden. The best thing to do, you can do it now if the plants aren't too heavily affected, and you can do it when you plant next time, and that is to add whole ground cornmeal into the soil. Put it on the soil surface to cover the soil yellow. Whole ground cornmeal, and then gently work it in and water it on in. If they're not too far gone with this fungus, very common fungus that periwinkles get when they stay a little bit on the wet side, you can bring them back. Next time you plant, though, do it as part of the bed preparation, and you probably won't even have to deal with the problem.
Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck with that. It's called phylloxera is the name of the fungus. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Let's see what Sonia has in Fort Worth. Sonia, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I am in between Azel and Alito, and I just moved in just after, or actually before the permafrost that we had, and I have a bad lawn. My lawn has low spots, and at the point where it's collecting water, it's actually looked like it's cracked, and the top layer has turned black. So it almost looks like an Alaska permafrost. That's left over. really dry?
Well, we need to do a couple of things. One is get some lava sand and throw it all over the place. Put it out at about 80 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If you haven't done it, and it doesn't sound like you have. And then just water a little bit more, and let's build that moisture content in the soil back up. The clay soils really do that cracking, shrinking and cracking when they get too dry, and it's just a matter of more water. But the lava sand will help hold moisture better than anything that can be applied.
Okay, so no topsoil added to that afterward?
I wouldn't put topsoil in unless it's low and you need to fill it a little bit, and then I would use something as close to the native soil as you can so you don't create a layered effect. But what's better, if you don't need to fill a whole lot, is to use a little bit of compost and a lot of lava sand.
Perfect. I will do that. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. And lava sand is one of those things that's easily available. A lot of the products I get stay frustrated with because the retail stores don't bring them in and make them easily available to customers and to people that have gone organic. But the lava sand is one of those things that's in every store out there. And it's interesting because when I first promoted it, it was recommended to me by Dr. Phil Callahan to bring to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I asked him, we were traveling together after speaking at an event. We were traveling to the airport, and I said, what's the best form of lava to bring in for me to promote to people? This was a long time ago. It was 30-something years ago, I guess. And he said, lava sand would probably be the easiest to handle and the best. It took me 2 years to get lava sand to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, because even the people selling the lava sand thought I was nuts. They didn't think it had any value at all. They used it for fill, and they used it for road bases. They thought it was just a waste material. It came off of the cleaning of lava gravel that companies were using to sell as a decorative gravel. They didn't know it had any value at all. So we finally got it to Dallas, and, the retail stores, resisted as well. Everybody thought it was a wild idea. But then A&M and some of the landscape organizations actually opposed it, did kind of an organized opposition to it, and tried to say that I was recommending something that was wasting everybody's money and that there were better things to do. Well, today, it'll be hard to find a feed store or a farm store or a garden center in Texas that doesn't sell lava sand, because people used it, saw how well it worked from the paramagnetism standpoint of helping plants grow and from the water holding capacity that it has and all that. And now it's not even debatable anymore about whether it's a wonderful thing to use or not. Just one of the things that we've discovered through the years. I have really enjoyed being with you today. It has been a fast and furious day. David, thank you for your help in there. And we will see everybody next week. Until that time, if you have a question, go to dirtdoctor.com. It's DirtDoctor, dirtdoctor.com. That's where you can sign up for the free newsletter, join the Organic Club of America, get all the benefits there. It does cost a little bit. Click on the red button at the top of the page to find out about my art, my books, and the online classes, also through the Texas Organic Research Center, and help that nonprofit. And you save a little money on tax and all that. And help spread the word. Tell your friends about the show and about my books and about the website. The website is where you have a connection to everything that I talk about. Under the word guides on the homepage, which is a button, under that word is all the basic programs, all the formulas that I recommend, and all the starting points for going the natural organic route. Why do I recommend it? Because it works better. I'll see you next week.